Belly Dance Day. It's celebrated around the globe on the second Saturday of May every year. It's a celebration of art, of culture, and of femininity. In the small town of Bellingen, on New South Wales' north coast, hundreds of women gather to mark the occasion.
Is the joy of life and of everybody being a part of that. And I'm going to cry if I keep talking like
okay.
that.
And you don't have to be young. You could be young, you could be old, you could be slim, you could be full of figure, you could be anything you like. And it's just a celebration of women.
And I walked in, and there's a whole bunch of women with gorgeous jangly hip scarves on, and there's incense and Middle Eastern music, and I just thought, oh yes, this is it, this is my home. And that was my first lesson.
My oldest student is 86, and my youngest is 4.
Wow.
And they're inspirational, and 4-year-old's gorgeous and cute and little and can do no wrong, and the 86-year-old woman is gorgeous and little and cute and can do no wrong. So it really spans that gap, and there's no age. There's just dancing.
Belly, you're dancing for yourself. You're not relying on a partner. I mean, I did rock and roll with my husband, and he kept treading on my feet. So this is just special. You're dancing for yourself, but with other women as well, and it's just very special.
Sensual.
Yeah. And they came naturally. That just felt.
No, they don't come naturally. No.
Better ask your husband that one.
No, they don't come naturally. It takes a lot of work. And then your body adjusts, and you find that. What's it called? Body memory. Muscle memory.
Cell memory.
That's what happens.
And so are you going to master it? Or is it a...
I thought I had.
You have. You have.
Didn't you know? Rude.
Sorry.
With a violin for about 8.5 years since I came up from Sydney. Did a bit of dancing in Sydney, but nothing like this. It's just a small group, lovely women. We're all good friends as well as dancers. We rehearse once a week, and we normally work on a routine, as you saw. But what we really like is just improvisation. It's just to get up and dance and just let it all out. And as somebody said to me, it's all inside, really.
To train with some people over there in the ancient Hawaiian healing philosophy that they call Ho'oponopono, which is both hands-on and a healing of the connection between the mind and the body and the spirit. So I did quite a bit of exploring of those sorts of concepts and learning a lot of deep learning and a lot of deep change for me in that process. And as part of that process, we were introduced to just a tiny, weeny little taste of the most amazing elderly woman dancing the very ancient form of hula. And I was just blown away. And I came back to Australia thinking, I've got to learn how to do that. And went searching for hula, which at that time, we're talking about back in about the 80s, somewhere around there, there wasn't anything at all here on the north coast, and not even at that time in Brisbane. And what I did find was a belly dancing class at Byron Bay. So along I went, and I haven't left yet. So that was the rhythms, the music, and this body that didn't have a clue what any of it was supposed to be doing. And I had learnt dance when I was younger. I'd done a lot of jazz ballet and square dancing. I did a lot of square dancing, and it was just a foreign language. You know, my body had no concept what this was about, but these rhythms were just so compelling. And I felt that I'd come home in my body. I felt in my body. I can't find another expression for that. I felt that I was here, and I've been dancing ever since. So,
sounds wonderful.
It has been wonderful.
Yeah. And with the jazz ballet, that didn't resonate the same. It was something unique about this form.
There's something about this form that is the again, I'll come back to the rhythms and the movement and the company of the women. There is something about this form that just goes boom and grounds you right here and now in the present, and starts to resonate to where you find a place of joy. And when you see a day like this today, you see that in the women and in the audience. Who are here, and they're all just there having such a wonderful time.
Yeah, it's clear the empowerment and the joy.
Yes.
And I remember when we were speaking earlier, you mentioned about competition and how there was a time when it felt competitive, and then now it doesn't. Is that my understanding correct from that?
That is what I was attempting to say, is that I feel that the dance and the whole environment around it has moved on from that in more recent times, which is just lovely. We were talking about whether or not, as a dancer, you ever had to do something that was for the audience's pleasure rather than for your own expression. And I think there was very much a time when those who dance professionally, and that is their living, found that they were needing to dance in a way that was perhaps for the audience's expectations rather than from their own heart, which could sometimes be quite difficult for the dancer. And in that environment too, there's quite often a lot of competitiveness for the job, you know. And I think in more recent times that has moved, where the women are learning more and more and finding more and more that centred place with just the joy of dancing with the women. And in the professional environment, I think more and more we're seeing where the professional dancers are being treated as professionals. So that sort of sometimes sticky situations don't occur as much as what they used to.
There probably was a stigma about this form.
There was a stigma about this form, which as dancers we all used to go, hey, you know, what's going on here? Because a lot of dancers in belly dance are actually, as I am today, covered almost from head to toe. A lot of the dance costumes are tunics, and a lot of them have little tops, but they'll have sleeves or jackets, and quite often there's only a little bit of midriff showing. You get, for instance, just as an example, Latin American dancers, and they've got hardly anything on at all, and we used to go, why do we get labelled? So I don't understand that at all. There is, when I say I don't understand it, I'll backtrack there a little bit, because there is a thing in this dance, an energetic form in this dance that I express as the groundedness. And if you think about it in the chakra model, the root chakra, which is where this dance is so much, it's down in the earth, brings up all of those life urges, all of those life expressions, and I think that can then sometimes get a little bit lost in the reception and the perception along the way. Dance is really about, which is the joy of life, and of everybody being a part of that. Mm. And I'm going to cry if I keep talking like that.
I started a school here in Bellingen in 1996, when it was kind of a bit on the edge.
Middle Eastern dance. I trained with an Egyptian woman who dances in the very old style, so I've learned that style and, you know, learned lots of other styles, but that's my favourite. 4 years ago, we heard that there was a woman in Saudi Arabia who had started the idea of a World Belly Dance Day, so we thought we'd get together and have a performance down here. The produce market's on the day the World Belly Dance Day is on, and they were open to the idea of us coming down and doing a big parade, because I teach and play percussion as well. So we got together, and we now every year on World Belly Dance Day, which is the second Saturday in May, have gather all of the belly dancers and Arabic drummers from around the region. We've got people as far away as Ballina and Kempsey and, you know, right out in the back blocks. And they come to Bellingen dressed in their finery, having rehearsed lots of dances and learned lots of drum pieces. And we start the day with a parade that goes across the oval. We stop at various points in the parade, and the percussionists play while some of the dancers come out and improvise. And then for the rest of the day, until about 1 o'clock, so we start at about 9:30 in the morning, about 1 o'clock we finish, but for the rest of that time we have belly dance schools from all around our region performing. So it's an absolute feast for the people that come to the market, and it brings a lot of extra people to the produce market.
Yeah, it's the busiest I've ever seen it.
It is. It's the busiest time day of the year. And you know,
it's a jam-packed, performances don't stop.
No. We've got so many people. Every year we've got more people that want to perform. And the standard just gets better, you know, because people are practicing, and it's a great thing. It's a good goal for them to have.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's great. And I love being able to bring this to the community, because for me, this dance is not really about kind of stage performance, although it is for many belly dancers. For me, it's much more about the kind of tribal community thing, so that we can, you know, improvise, we can drum and we can dance in front of our community and share that with them. So the focus, although I perform quite a lot, the focus of my teaching is that women learn to be in that space of improvising, and, you know, they learn to be comfortable improvising, that the drummers and dancers actually learn to work together and learn to develop the connection between one another, because that's how it was originally.
Yeah, and do you think that idea of learning to improvise most likely has many other benefits, like for the way other things in life, but do you...
Amazing. You know, one of the things it does is give women a lot of confidence, because if you're dancing a choreographed piece, you can hide behind knowing the steps. If you're improvising, you actually really, to do a good job, have to stand in your authentic self. And so it can take quite a long time for women to learn to do that. It's the same, you know, you're a muso, you play music.
It's exactly
it's the same thing.
Yeah, learning.
You've got to stay present to what's inside and let it come out through your instrument.
Yeah.
I think there's a place for it, you know, because you learn technique in that way, and you do need to learn technique. But I think ultimately what you want is that self-expression, you know, because it's magic. You know it yourself. So, you know, that for me, I trained as a musician and dancer and had a lot of, you know, very formal training. So I understand the benefit of it, but it only takes you so far. I do remember very clearly why I started. I grew up in a very musical family, and I played a number of instruments, and I was trained as a ballet dancer, very formal training, classical. And I was studying vocal performance at Adelaide Uni, and I had an emergency surgery, and I lost my voice when I was under anaesthetic. So when I came out of the surgery, I had this career planned as a classical singer. I could no longer do that. And so the next thing for me was dance, because I'd had that in my life. And just inadvertently, a friend of mine asked me to go to she called it an Indian dance class, and I ended up at a belly dance class. And this was like early 80s, so it's pretty, you know, it's very unusual sort of a thing to be going to. But I was instantly hooked.
Yeah.
Can't even tell you why, but, you know, part of me thought, you can't do this, but there was another part of me that was instantly hooked. And then I went on to go to the UK to study with the Egyptian woman and study with Arabic drummers, so that, you know, because I had that musical and dance background, it was, it made it easier for me to really get into, and I just love percussion. It's actually quite refined. It's not kind of what people might think.
No, there's a lot of nuance, isn't
it? Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember my friend's wedding. I was telling Persia that I went to, and he's Lebanese, and it's the only wedding I've been to where I didn't eat and didn't drink and had the best time I've ever had at a wedding. And we just danced the whole, since the bride and groom walked in.
Yeah.
Everyone got up and we never sat down.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Look, you know, I think that's the thing I've always tried to capture. I have got some Arabic roots a long way back in my DNA, but I've always tried to capture that because I was around a lot of that when I was younger. You know, the dancing and the just that free, and people just love to dance. The men and the women, you know, they're all up. So that's what I try to capture when I teach and when I create these sort of events, the informality and the play and the fun, you know.
And there's a sense of, do you think there's a sense of irony in that? I mean, you're talking about the improvisation aspect that's the most powerful.
Yeah.
And yet there's an awful lot of control in the moves that you're doing. Well, there seems to be.
Absolutely. The technique's incredibly important, and I never underplay it. In fact, I'm a stickler for technique. And some of my students are doing the same technique they've been doing for years and years and years, because I feel that, you know, every move has a whole world in it. You know, you can be constantly exploring each move. It's a life's work, really, as it is in music, or, you know, so the technique is very important. But the choreograph thing is not that important to me. I'm not saying I don't, won't go there, but to me, it gets less and less important.
And do you think what you're doing today will help us break down prejudice between West and Middle East?
I think there's a number of things. I definitely think that in the Middle East, ballet dancers actually got not a good write-up anymore. It's become a bit, it gets bad press. And a lot of the ballet dancers in the Middle East are Westerners now, because the Middle Eastern women are not allowed to dance. And I think what Western women have done have kind of reclaimed that. I mean, really, it's a spiritual practice. And women have reclaimed that here, and they've developed it in very Western ways.
I mean, that's, you know, very evident in the performance. The power and the empowerment the women feel when they're dancing just comes straight across.
Yeah. And I think the really lovely thing about it is that it doesn't just break down stereotypes between Middle Eastern and Western people, which it definitely does, because we're all involved in part with, you know, Arabic culture. But it also breaks down stereotypes between men and women, and how the culture perceives the feminine. You know, there's a lot of really empowered-looking women here, you know. And I think it really helps to portray different phases, or different faces of the feminine, actually. Because really, every woman can be herself in this dance, and there's many different selves, you know. So it's good in that way as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. And
there's a thing called tarab, which is an Arabic word, which means the mood that's created between the dancers, musician, and the audience. Yeah. And we called our band tarab. That, you know, when you're performing this, you're relying on what's coming from the audience to know what to perform. So there's something happening in the moment that is completely unpredictable, really. And I just love that. I enjoy that a real lot as a performer.
Yeah.
The brain and the ego need to be out of the way. That's the life's work, I think, really. Yeah. But it's not... I think, to me, it's the same as all art forms, you know. I think that's what all performing artists are really wanting, is that connection with the audience and that ability to move people and to bring something to people. it just really warms my heart to see the change in the 25 years that I've been involved in this form of dance and music. The incredible change that has happened in the Western world and the way it has been taken up so in such a heartfelt way. And, you know, it was very strange thing to do when I first started doing it. Now everyone's doing it. So yeah. I love that. That makes me very happy.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing to think that we're in a small New South Wales country town.
It's incredible. It's just, it blows me away. I love it.